All right, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680. Christian Arroyo, love running into you. Good timing. How are you?
I'm doing great. Excited to be back over here. It's different, but it's good to be back over.
Well, fans, if you take a look at him, he grew up. You're a big guy now.
Yeah. I kind of grew into my body and kind of started putting on, I guess, some... Not man strength. I don't think I'm a man yet, but it's definitely – I don't have the rosy red cheeks and no facial hair anymore, that's for sure.
No, you're not looking like a kid anymore. Yeah. Nice to have you on the show. Boy, I haven't talked to you in a while. The trade, when it went down, what did you think?
Yeah, it was a business thing, you know, and I just kind of had to sit back and realize that that's what it was. And at the end of the day, I knew that whatever happened, that I was just going to try to make the most out of the opportunity and really just focus on – my playing career. So was I sad to go? Absolutely. You know, it's kind of tough to leave the organization that drafted you, kind of groomed you and gave you that chance to make my debut here. So you know, it was sad, but it was also exciting because I got to go back home onto the East Coast in Tampa. And it was also sad seeing Longo leave and come over here because I was a huge Longo fan growing up. So you know, it was different, but you know, it's been great so far.
Yeah, going home in baseball, and people say, well, it's not always a blessing to go home. You got people, you got everyone pulling on you. What's it like for you?
You know, it's different. I think every single game that I'll ever play at the Trop from here on out, there will probably be someone that I probably know. Yeah. I've had a lot of my buddies that I grew up with start yelling at me and stuff during the game, and I'll look up and just start laughing. But, you know, it's kind of a blessing in the same respect because you get to see those kind of people, familiar faces, and you get to relax a little bit. You know, you don't feel the pressure as much when you see familiar faces and they're kind of messing with you. Or you get a little inside joke, and it kind of gets your mind off the game. You could be struggling that night. And then the next thing you know, you're like, all right, well, I'm playing a kid's game for a living. So, you know, for me, it's been a blessing so far. And it's really can't complain about much.
No, it's going home, and there's a lot of good points to doing that. So tell me, how's your game? What's up? Last time I saw you, you were hitting Kershaw pretty good. How's your game?
Yeah, you know, I've just been trying to I've been working on a couple of things, just trying to really stay as consistent as I can at the big league level. You know, when I made my debut here, I had a good first 2 weeks and then kind of started getting exposed a little bit, and that's just kind of how it goes. And I was trying to make the adjustment, but you know, it just wasn't really there. I wasn't trying to figure it out, but I think that there was just a lot of things going on. I was kind of getting a little overwhelmed almost, I would say. Not even from the baseball standpoint, but just from me in my own head thinking this. But you know, last year I had a little stint with the Rays before I ended up getting hurt. Learned a lot from that, you know, learned a lot from going over or struggling a little bit and really just staying with your approach and just doing, you know, doing the best you can. And that's kind of just staying within yourself. So, you know, for me, I did a lot of great work this offseason as far as physical work and really did some stuff to my swing that I've been trying to work on. And, you know, I'm just trying to take that into this level of play and then, you know, kind of see where it goes from there.
Well, you could hit, I'll tell you that. You always could hit. And I tell you, in spring training that one year, all of a sudden I said, who's that guy at short?
Yeah.
You know, you had the hand, so I know you're going to have a good big league career.
Yeah.
How old are you now?
23.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it? 23? Come on.
Yeah, only 23. I turned 24 in May, but yeah, I'm 23.
All right. So tell me about the team. It's an interesting team. Of course, they won 90 games last year. You were up and down a little bit, but off to a good start. What about this team?
I think it's exciting. You know, we got a lot of young guys, but we have a lot of versatility. You know, we've got all of our infielders can pretty much play just about every spot in the infield. Yeah. And some days we go out there, we roll out three center fielders playing left, right, and center. Okay. You know, Tommy Pham came up as a center fielder. Austin Meadows came up as a center fielder. Then obviously we have KK out there right now. So it's an exciting team. We all mesh well. You know, we just got a bunch of really fun guys. We got a solid team. You know, we got a really, really good bullpen. We've got Glasnow, Snell, and Morton. I mean, 1-2-3 punch, pretty good 1-2-3 punch right there. Obviously, we're doing the opener still. And our bulk guys behind them, Yarbrough and Chirinos.
It's 100.
Exactly. So, you know, it's exciting. It's an exciting team. It's fun to be a part of. Obviously, we're always going to be a team that kind of, you know, we do our thing to get some wins, you know, and that's obviously it's working right now. We just want to keep this thing rolling all season, and you know, it's fun to be a part of.
Well, here we are at San Francisco opening day, and here you are. Isn't life funny?
Yeah, yeah. It's weird. If you would have told me that I would have been with the Tampa Bay Rays on opening day in San Francisco for the San Francisco Giants, I probably would have laughed. I would have been, there was no way. But, you know, here we are, and obviously this game, it's a small world in the baseball world, and, you know, everything works out for a reason.
Yeah, it's 2019. Who would have thought that 2 or 3 years ago? That's what makes life life.
Exactly.
How do they use you? How are you playing?
Yeah, I mean, I've been playing as of now, really. I've been facing, last series I started against a lefty. You know, it's just kind of we have a lot of options right now. Obviously, with Joey Wendell on the DL, he's kind of our left-handed second baseman. But Brandon Lau's been getting a lot of playing time at second just because he's a left-handed stick, and he can swing it. You know, obviously, he signed his extension in spring training. Goes to show you what they think of him as a player. And I had the pleasure of playing him with him last year, and he's a really good player.
Okay.
You know, he can really hit the baseball. For as small as he is, I wouldn't even say small, but for not as big as he is and how hard he hits the ball consistently, it's pretty impressive. So, you know, he's a heck of a player. Defensively, he's a very solid second baseman. You know, I mean, really, we go out there, we put a lineup together, and then we just see where it goes. And as of now, we've been winning, so we're going to keep it rolling here and, you know, see what happens over this next, I think, 10-game road trip. So,
all right. Well, great to see you. And fans, trust me, the kid grew up. He grew up. So it's nice to see you. You're in the big leagues, and I'm glad we ran into each other. Christian Arroyo, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Marty. Appreciate it.
All right, no, I love it. More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.